It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Last night, the reputed head of the Gambino crime family was shot and killed outside of his home on Staten Island. Francisco Colley, also known as Frankie Boy, was found with multiple gunshot wounds in the Todd Hill section just after 9 o'clock. No suspects yet. No one was arrested. Colley's death comes days after the longtime head of the Colombo crime family died in prison. Joining us now, New York Daily News reporter Larry McShane. Larry, good morning. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for having me.
So first, tell us, who was Frank Colley?
Frank Colley, he's, I guess, the next generation of the Gambino family. You know, I think the Gambinos are probably, for most people, associated with John Gotti, you know, who disappeared from the streets in the 90s. And, you know, here we are 30 years later in the new millennium, and Frank Colley, 53, took over as head of the family. He's got ties with the Italian mafia in Italy, which is where his parents are from. And he kind of moved up fairly quickly, according to law enforcement, through the family in the last 10 years or so.
Now, the Gambino family was once the country's largest and most influential organized group. And, you know, we've seen the law enforcement take a big hit out of that family. What are some of the areas they still have their foot in?
You know, it's really hard to say. There seems to be the last few big indictments that have come down federally suggest that in some cases there's kind of an amalgam of the families working together, unlike, well, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say unlike the old days. The difference being in the old days they were working together on big things like running the construction industry or putting a mob tax on all the cement poured in the city.
Or sanitation.
Yes, exactly. The Fulton Fish Market. We could go down the list, right?
Right. So last October, an associate of the Bonanno crime family was shot and killed in his car in the Bronx. Has there been a surge in this organized crime lately, or in these interwar hits?
That's a good question. It's hard to say. I mean, this is a different deal because it involves a boss, I would think. You know, this is the first murder of a sitting boss in New York City since Paul Castellano.
Right, that was back in 1985, right outside of Sparks Steakhouse.
And oddly enough, I was working that night. So
really?
I was at the scene when that happened, yeah.
Are there any parallels to what happened last night to that 1985 incident outside Sparks Steakhouse?
Well, I mean, I think what will evolve, the obvious kind of parallel is that somebody wants a change of command at the top of the family. You know, when it happened in 1985, you know, John Gotti was running a crew out in Howard Beach in Queens, you know, kind of an outer borough outsider guy, and he and his group grew tired of, you know, what they saw as Castellano's kind of distance from the guys on the street. In sort of a bizarre twist, Castellano lived less than a mile from where this hit occurred last night on Staten Island.
Wow. Now, you reported last week on the death of Carmine Persico, also called the Snake, the longtime boss of the Colombo crime family. So what does his death and Colley's death mean for organized crime here in New York City?
Yeah, I mean, I think they really mean two different things. One is an example, you know, that being Carmine Persico, of the government's sweeping prosecution of the mob in the late part of the 20th century. You know, he was one of the mob bosses convicted at the commission trial. Shortly after he and those guys went to jail, you know, Vincent Gigante, who was running the Genovese family, was tried and convicted. John Gotti was tried and convicted. When Rudy Giuliani was the federal prosecutor, there was a concerted effort to go after the mob. Today, not as much, you know. But again, the big note sounded by this hit last night, and it sounds like it was a particularly brutal one, is that there's turmoil inside what's left of the Gambino family.
So I'm assuming there's a big reshuffling going on right now.
Yeah, and, you know, just as an interesting side note, John Gotti's brother, Gene Gotti, was released from federal prison last year after doing 29 years. Now, I haven't heard his name come up yet, but I just find that, you know, sort of an interesting coincidence.
All right, Larry McShane with the Daily News. He's also the author of two books, Chin, The Life and Crimes of Mafia Boss Vincent Gigante, and Last On Standing, The Secret Life of Mob Boss Ralph Natale. Larry, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. Take care, man.